Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell today ruled out raising tax revenues as part of dealing with budget deficits. He said the legislation that allowed higher income tax rates on wealthier Americans is done. He says the tax issue is finished. McConnell was interviewed this morning on ABC's This Week. On Fox News Sunday, Congressman Chris Van Hollen disagreed. The Maryland Democrat said Congress must consider raising more revenue as well as cutting spending to reduce deficits.
If Mitch McConnell is going to draw that line in the sand, it's going to be a recipe for more gridlock.
And on CBS's Face the Nation, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi said Congress should examine the tax code to close loopholes to raise more revenue. Negotiations between Congress and the White House on budget matters may be further complicated by the fact that Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner will be leaving office by the end of the month. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
Although an 11th-hour deal raising taxes on upper-income Americans has temporarily averted the so-called fiscal cliff, there are thorny problems yet to be resolved on government spending and the debt ceiling. But Geithner, who played a central role in battling the financial crisis and who has been President Obama's point man on fiscal policy for 4 years, won't be there to handle negotiations with Congress this time. He has said he will leave Treasury in a matter of weeks. That will force the President to nominate a replacement for Senate confirmation at a very awkward time in the budgetary process. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Royal Dutch Shell says its grounded drill rig is ready to be towed off the rocks where it's been stranded since New Year's Eve. Officials say they're waiting for the right weather and tide conditions. The barge is carrying 150,000 gallons of diesel fuel. This is NPR News from Washington.